to the Payments Journal Podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. Now, if I say the phrase complete identity, what does that mean to you? I'm sure that if I asked 10 different people, I would get 10 lists of different ways a person can be identified. But if we pull back the lens, all the items would fit really into two categories. First, digital identification, then physical identification. And the reality is that in 2022, both forms, or a complete identity, is what's really needed. But why? Why does a complete identity benefit everyone within the payments ecosystem? Well, to unpack that question and more, I'm joined by Brad Wiskertchen, who is the SVP and GM of Count and Equifax Company, Mark Luber, who is the Chief Product Officer at Equifax, and Tim Sloan, who is the VP of Payments Innovation at Mercator Advisor Group. So there's certainly a lot of data and insight to unpack on this episode, so without any further delays, let's start the show. So Brad, Mark, Tim, thank you so much for taking the time today for speaking to me about what we're really going to be diving deep into is kind of around this complete identity of kind of merging digital identity and physical identity here. Now, Mark, I'd love to start off today's conversation with you. We've got this bit of this visual graphic here that it's kind of calling out digital identity and physical identity and kind of merging those to a complete identity. So first and foremost, one, I'd love for you to kind of unpack this visual example. And for those of you who are following along on paymentsjournal.com, you're going to be able to see this chart in the article below. But perhaps, Mark, maybe one, you could unpack this chart, but then also discuss kind of the partnership between Count and Equifax here and what it really kind of then means to be able to bring together the physical and digital identity. And then also, and I know this is a bit of a multi-parter here, so sorry for all the questions rapid fire here, but then also who really then benefits from this combined partnership?
Yeah, sure. That's a great place to start. Thanks. So we're definitely bringing together digital signals and physical signals. And the goal is to create the safest online experience possible. So let's think about our physical identity graph first. It's made up of various high value transactions, many of which have significant compliance and fraud checks along the way. So think of, for instance, an auto loan. When you get your auto loan, you're typically in person, at least for certain parts of the step. There are a lot of checks that go on throughout that process. And as a result, you have these high value transactions that happen very periodically. So that's the physical identity graph. Then you have a digital identity graph, and that graph tends to see very high volumes of data streams that continue to come through on an ongoing basis through your online interactions and online checkouts and purchases and so on. And this is confirming the identity on an ongoing basis. It creates ongoing impressions of a consumer's online behavior. It creates ongoing confirmations of the identity associated with that person. So together with these high value, low latency transactions and ongoing high volume transactions of the online experiences, when you bring those together, you're creating a really great experience because of the confidence we bring to these identities. The experience of your online transactions can have much lower friction on an ongoing basis.
So, and the reason friction is important, I used to run a large online retailer, is the more friction you have, the less transactions you have. I always say, I'm sure my team's sick of hearing it, that 5% of CFOs have a fraud problem, 100% have a revenue problem. And the more friction you induce in any digital interaction, the more the revenue problem is exacerbated. So to the degree that you can take these very unique data sets that Equifax and Count combined have and reduce friction, you can simultaneously increase conversion rates, which increases top line revenue. So what we've effectively done is move Count out of the fraud control space, where players like chargeback guarantee solutions, et cetera, play exclusively, and moved Count into the digital enablement space, which is far more important to anybody engaged in digital commerce, not just retailers, but anybody engaging in selling insurance or any digital interaction, and helping them have more efficient and therefore more interactions with their end consumers.
It strikes me that the breadth of this solution presents an opportunity to go after new markets and perhaps even a couple of new products that are associated with particular use cases within the merchant environment. Is that the case?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we are going to be launching a number of new products over the course of the next 12 months. Frankly, over the next couple of months, we're going to be launching products which enable merchants, for example, to pre-populate their order forms, therefore reducing friction. We're going to be offering and increasing their conversion rates. We're going to be offering products that enable them to get deep insights into who their end consumers are, who the family members of their end consumers are, what their capacity to buy is, really giving them the insights that the largest online retailers in the world, the Amazons of the world, already have, which provides them an advantage when it comes to digital interactions. We're going to be leveling that playing field. And a lot of those products will start to be announced in the next and launched in the next couple of months.
Very interesting. Thanks.
You know, Brad, let's stay kind of in that vein of conversation here, because I certainly think it's really interesting, because some of the points you were bringing up, it seems as though Count's direction is moving beyond just fraud prevention and into the sphere of advanced digital enablement capabilities and consumer insight. So maybe you could kind of explain exactly what it is that means.
Sure. So at every point of digital interaction, whether you're an online retailer, an insurance company, whether you're engaged in banking, no matter what your interaction is with your end consumer, there's opportunities to evaluate who that consumer is and streamline the interaction with that consumer such that the consumer moves forward with their interactions with you and gets to the penultimate purchase of an item, purchase of insurance, registration for a program, whatever it is that you do digitally. So we've created, jointly with Equifax, in this first year of integration between our two companies, solutions which enable you as someone engaged in digital commerce to identify who Brad Wiskirchen is very early on in your interaction, the first time that he hits your site or your application or whatever your interaction may be, and then put Brad into a funnel where Brad is most comfortable. Maybe Brad isn't someone who wants to buy your most expensive luxury good, or maybe Brad is someone who does want to buy your most expensive luxury good. It's an entirely different experience. So what we're enabling anyone engaged in digital interactions with the end consumers to do is identify very early on who Brad is and where he's most comfortable, so that Brad moves down the pipeline of interactions with you to get to that penultimate transaction. And then when you get to that penultimate transaction, we do we've already done everything that needs to be done from a regulatory perspective. For example, we've done the anti-money laundering checks or the know your customer checks, whatever needs to be done for you in the background, so that again, by the time Brad gets that penultimate transaction, friction is reduced. Then we provide you with opportunities to improve Brad's experience with your business, because we pre-populate important data relating to Brad. Maybe it's an application, maybe it's an order form, et cetera. And every step of the way, we're reducing friction, making it easier for Brad to engage with you and making it possible for you to make decisions about Brad in real time. So we've moved away from the type of space that we've historically been, which is pretty strictly fraud control for e-commerce, into this environment where we're providing deep insights into Brad that enable Brad to have a better experience when it comes to commerce, and enables Brad and the merchant, the insurance company, the bank, whomever Brad's interacting with, to do it in a totally secure environment where lack of fraud is just a given.
You know, it's interesting, because that takes it from using identity at the very front end. And we've often said at Mercator that you have to see this as a journey and track the individual all the way through that journey to make sure they are who they claim to be. You've added another metric to that, not just identity at the front end, identity on the journey, but then new types of identity information that can be utilized in the process of marketing and purchasing. It's a very interesting idea.
Well, and it's all with the same end goal, which is to make Brad's interactions with whomever he interacts with digitally totally secure and frictionless. So that benefits Brad as the consumer, but it benefits just as much the merchant or the bank or the insurance company or whomever Brad's interacting with, because they know who Brad is. They don't have to worry about fraud, and they are giving a better experience to their end consumer, just like saying hi to Brad when he walks in the brick and mortar store.
You bet.
Now I sound like a U.S. presidential candidate because I keep referring to myself as Brad. But,
the Brad has spoken.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like Bob Dole.
Excellent. Well, Mark, I am curious here because I think we're about a year into this acquisition by Equifax of Kount here. So I'm curious, how has this acquisition really then changed the roadmap for your organization? And then also, what are you able to do now that you weren't able to do before this acquisition?
And we are a year in now, to your point. So our roadmaps and, in fact, our acquisitions are our reflection of our customer strategies, right? Our strategy reflection of our customers. And so absolutely the acquisition of Kount is fundamental to Equifax's strategy because it supports our customer strategic shift to what I'll say is full digitization of their business. So every offering, every product, every customer interaction needs to be digital first as a result of the last couple of years. And even every legacy offline step or process or product either has or will be re-engineered to be digital first. And that's really what Kount enables, like we've talked about. So now our roadmap is really oriented around creating improved customer experiences. And so in all of our domains, that is still true. It's still true that we're talking about customer experience. So yes, we're a credit bureau and we offer credit reports and credit scores in order to make these high value decisions around loans, for example. But what we're talking about, what we're working on is leveraging digital identity and frictionless experiences enabled through digital identity to make it easier to access and leverage a consumer's credit in order to make the next best decision for that customer and for that customer experience. So whether we're talking about marketing, credit, fraud, identity, and so on, each one of those, we're actually talking about creating a better customer experience or creating a better customer experience to access the underlying service that we're focused on. And you asked as a follow-up, well, okay, so exactly what does that enable now? Some good examples, Brad mentioned improving experiences around filling in consumers' information. Because we're confident about that consumer based on the digital identity network, we can also help a consumer through a process with less friction, filling in information implicitly as you go. We can surface insights about a consumer, their preferences, their position as far as their intent when they interact with the business, so that the business can put the best right offer in front of that consumer without a lot of friction along the way. And so bringing data without really a lot of consumer interaction is fundamentally new product and new capability that's benefiting our customers.
Hey, Mark, so I see the huge benefit of the combination of Kount product along with Equifax's back-end understanding of the individual. I'm curious, Kount has an identity network and other capabilities. Was there anything in the acquisition of Kount that have added to the Equifax portfolio directly unrelated to this new focus?
Yeah, it's Kount is now just so latent in what we do. I can give some other examples. For example, we quickly integrated fraud signals and identity signals from Kount with Equifax fraud signals, and we're able to create better account opening fraud products right out of the gate very quickly. And some of the largest companies in the world are benefiting actually from improved fraud capture rate. That's closer to the core of the Kount business, and it was a very clear first step, and we were very quickly able to execute on that first step.
Very cool. Thanks.
You might want to reference, which I thought was very powerful, how our combined data sets were used almost out of the chute to help one of the largest players in the mobile space and improved efficiencies there.
Exactly.
That's a vertical that we're able to support very aggressively now, and and have material impact on their business.
That's awesome. That'll get you into gaming and social networks as well.
Yep, absolutely.
100%.
Now, Mark, before we wrap things up, we did hear from Brad a little bit and how this partnership certainly helps businesses and helps the individual. But I'd love to get your perspective on that, of how this partnership does help businesses and individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think something that's incredibly important for the work that we do, both as Equifax and as Count and now together, is to focus on helping small and medium-sized businesses grow. Small businesses are, you know, one of the kind of key vectors of growth for the whole U.S. economy. And I think it's important for companies like us to bring more tools to support those small businesses. So we've talked a bit about consumers are increasingly looking for great, seamless, and safe customer experiences, looking for highly personalized experiences. And that's a, you know, that's really come into its own over the last couple of years. Consumers' expectations online are actually much higher than even in store, right? They expect an online presence or storefront to know what they want next, right? Almost seamlessly. And that's really hard for small, medium-sized businesses to execute on, right? We have these expectations now as consumers because of some of the largest technology companies in the world. But we're here, amongst other things, to support all of the other long-tail, small, and medium-sized businesses that are also trying to grow, because we can bring data, and we talked about bringing that frictionless experience through data, to create great customer experiences in order to attract consumers and help those businesses grow. So I think that's a really important focus for us, both as a company as well as an economy and society.
I'll tell you, I think about the product you identified for not just identity, but filling out the forms, pre-fill the forms. And I can't help thinking that if you could package that up at the right price point and sell it to gateways, it would enable a broad range of e-commerce platforms to suddenly have that ability to lower the friction and bring the consumer in faster. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, that's a great point. And certainly information companies like us need to look at that whole economy within economies, right? The whole ecosystem, because we want to get our services everywhere we can as quickly as possible, without a lot of work on the end user, that end user customer. So those platforms you've identified certainly make a lot of sense and are a big area of focus for us.
Yeah, that's the trick. As you go middle market, down market, their capabilities kind of shrink.
Totally.
Excellent. Well, I think we'll end it on that note there. So Brad, Mark, Tim, thank you so much for taking the time today for speaking to me about Complete Identity and this 1 year so far acquisition of Count by Equifax. And I hope to have you all back on the podcast real soon.
That'd be great. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for this.
Thanks, Ryan.